Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. So glad that you joined us today. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and we are just allowing the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ to be turned on in your life today through the program. We are so glad that you joined us, and I've got my special guest with me still today is Martita Stanton.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Martita. Man, we had a great time on the program yesterday, and we actually are carrying that program over today. We've been talking about Jesus rescue team.
Yes.
And it's really been good. We talked about, you know, the first and second commandments, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the program yesterday started off of a dream that you had, and you're helping people and rescuing people in a catastrophic situation. And I believe that life can be a catastrophic situation for people. Even now, today, in the world that we're living in, people are struggling. They're battling to get through life. There's depression. There's suicide. There's so many.
Oh my gosh.
There's just, you
people
know,
lose a baby.
Violence.
They lose their jobs.
Yeah.
Death in the family. Divorce. You name it. It's so much. You know,
turmoil.
We don't.
It's
turmoil. Yeah, we don't have to wait for a huge catastrophic event to happen, which happens all the time. We can see in Hawaii, they just had that huge bonfire.
Yeah.
That's awful, you know. But every day, people are struggling. No food, or you know, you name it.
Right, and I think, you know, overall, the most important thing is that people know the Lord.
Yes.
What if, I don't know how people get through it without knowing Jesus, because I struggle with some things in my life and I know Jesus, and there are people out there that don't even have God in their lives.
But that's why you see the drinking, the drugs, because it's, they're trying to numb the pain.
Yeah. They're trying to get to a place of just feeling like they're going to be okay. And I really don't know that anybody is going to be okay without Jesus in their life.
Oh my
God. Because eternal life is the greatest of rewards. And we as, you know, people here on this program are just really trying to say, man, you need Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. You need Jesus.
And you need fellowship
in your life.
Because let's be real. I love the Lord with all my heart, and he is my number one, but I need the fellowship of other Christians.
Sure.
Because there's times when life hits me and I need somebody else's encouragement.
Pick
somebody else.
Up.
Yeah. Somebody to hold my hand and said, it's okay.
Sure.
You know, I need a hug. And I go to my family and said, I need a hug. And it's the same way for them.
Yeah.
Because we go through trials and tribulations.
Oh, for sure.
We all do.
I mean, sometimes I would think there are people out there, they probably feel like they're drowning sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, that their feet are in the air. They're just trying to get, you know, someone to lift them back
up
in life. And they're just flopping around. And, you know, I'm believing for, you know, God to really reveal to you that he is there to lift you back to your feet. And he wants to be, you know, your rescuer. And how does God rescue people? He sends in Jesus's rescue team. And
that's
right. The church.
That's right.
That's us, Martita. We are called to, you know, go and to follow Jesus and to feed the hungry and to heal the sick and lay hands on those, to cast out demons and all those things.
You know,
and all that is good, solid, spiritual things to do. But there's another side of that.
We need to put some action about it. And as you were talking, the Lord reminded me of something.
Okay.
Another dream, actually.
All right.
I had a dream that a child was lost in a muck, you know, and everybody was looking, and I remember being on four legs in this muck. And finally, I found the child and I pulled this child out and she was dead. And I started going, in the name of Jesus, you will come to life. I mean, I started speaking the word over this child. This child is actually, in real life, it's a woman. And when I woke up, I called this woman and I said, I had this dream that you're drowning. And she started to cry and she says, I am drowning. And I was able to be there, pray for her, encourage her, and walk side by side with her. I found some songs, worship songs that were uplifting, and I sent them to her. And all of a sudden, you know, I started praying for her, and it meant so much to her. So, yes, I had a dream, but what are we going to do about it? I prayed for her, but I reached out. So that brings me to this verse in James 2, 15 and 16. Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye and have a good day. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give the person any food or clothing. What good does that do?
Right.
So let's be real. We need to get involved.
Yeah.
Our faith in Jesus, our following of the Lord, it has to have some action to it. I could have had that dream and not do anything about it.
Right.
But I reached out. The Lord was showing me, you need to reach out to this person. And then I could have said, oh, well, you know, and called her. I said, well, do something about it. Or I could be right there and say, what do you need?
Right.
Well, she needed help with kids taking to school and picking them up. So I started doing that sometimes.
Sure.
Because we got to do what needs to be done.
Yeah, there are a lot of practical ways to bless people and to help them. And I think that all comes first and foremost from a heart of just learning to love everyone.
That's right. That comes from the Lord.
It's not just loving the people you want to love.
That's right.
You know, there's a lot of practical ways that we need to reach out to those who are unlovable in the world, okay? In Matthew 5, 43 through 48 says this, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, and do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? But if you greet your brethren only, And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
You know, and let's be real. And the human side of us, that's just impossible.
It is.
I cannot. I'm honest. I cannot do that.
Somebody's cursing me and I'm going to love them.
Yes.
You know, like they're cussing me out in my face. And I'm supposed to love them.
And help them out.
Yeah, and help them.
Because that's what it's
why?
Saying.
Because I'm on Jesus' rescue team.
That's right.
And that's what he requires.
And the only way we can do that is if we're walking in Christ.
Yeah.
We have to walk in his presence.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to be filled with his presence. We have to be filled with his love. And we have to let the Holy Spirit lead us and do this.
Yeah.
Because if I walk a Martita,
right.
Ain't happening.
I know.
You know, I'm just being truthful.
But through the presence of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, I mean, Jesus had the power of the Holy Spirit all the way, even on the cross.
He was
filled with the Holy Spirit, right?
That's right.
That's the only way he could look down at the people that had just crucified him. He looked at the Roman soldier that had just driven that nail through his hands and through his feet. And he looked at the other two guys that shoved that crown of thorns down on his head. And the one that shoved that, you know, sour gall. And then the one that shoved the sword, you know.
That's right.
Well, he didn't see that guy, but, you know.
But he felt it.
He was done at that point.
Yeah.
No, he was
dead. He was dead. That's right. It was after he was dead.
But what did he do? He looked at him. He said, Father, forgive them.
That's right.
They don't know what they're doing. And that's the key, I believe, to being on Jesus' rescue team, to be able to look at those people who are in the world that are just running you over, doing everything they can to make your life miserable, and go, they don't know what they're doing.
And you know what?
They're blinded.
I've been in that position.
They don't know.
And there's been times that I've been hurt by people, and the Lord has given me such love for them.
Yeah.
That I'm able to still do what the Lord is asking me to do. And I've gone home and say, Lord, only through you was I able to do that.
Right.
And I've been able to forgive that person completely and still be there when they needed me.
Right.
And it has touched other people because they saw what happened and they saw how I was reacting, and it helped them.
Sure.
And they
grew from it as well.
Yes. And they're like, I want that. I want to have that relationship with the Lord that I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
Because without him, we're not able to do it.
Well, I think that's what we're talking about here. And 1 Peter 3:9 says this, you know, we got to bless people.
Yes.
It says, don't repay evil for evil, and don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do. And he will grant you his blessing.
Amen.
It's like, man.
Well,
scriptures are challenging me today.
Look at the next one. Luke 6:35. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. This is,
yeah.
And you know,
this is our Bible.
Yes.
Okay. This is the Bible, guys.
And it's not in one place.
We're reading to you. It's
we're
all
reading
over.
It from different.
This is New
locations.
Testament too. This is an Old Testament. You know.
Let's go to. I mean, so we read from Matthew, from Peter, from 1 Peter, from Luke. Let's go to Romans 12:19-21.
Okay.
Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good.
Yeah. I mean, don't let evil conquer you. You know, I think so many times we forget that sin is prevalent in the world, Martita, that God never intended for evil to be a part of the world.
That's right.
That all came through the tree of the knowledge of what? Good and
evil.
And a lot of people are, you know, they're living under the knowledge of good. They're not trying to be bad people. But the good is still knowledge, and it's still not the tree of life. So we've got to remember that if we're going to be able to never take revenge, okay, and if we're going to be able to lend without ever expecting to get anything back,
yes,
you know, then we are going to have to conquer evil by doing good. So what is that good that you think we need to do? We need to be on Jesus' rescue team.
Yes. But
in order to do that and able to be able to do all these things, I think I'm going to do a pop in scripture on you, and it's Galatians 2:20. You know, I am crucified with Christ, yet I live, but not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life that I'm now living in the flesh, doing all these things for people, right? I do by faith in the Son of God. You know, it's faith. But we are going to have to, by faith, be able to lay all of these things down and allow Jesus' love, the love of God, and to become the love for our neighbor, in spite of the way they're treating us, even our enemies.
Yes.
God's not giving us, well, you know, those are your enemies. You can destroy them. Because under the old covenant, that was valid.
Yeah.
But see, we're under a new covenant now. Mm-hmm. Jesus has come. Jesus has died. He has forgiven all. He has washed and cleansed the entire world of sin. And some people just aren't aware of it yet. So if we're judging somebody on their sin, and we're going to repay them evil for what they've done out of their ignorance in their sin, we're not living the life that God has called us to live.
Because that's right.
Jesus isn't holding records and accounts against us for our sins. Now, one day we will either pay the price for our own sins, or Jesus will have paid the price for our sins because we've accepted him, you know, and that's going to be a judgment day. But in the meantime, who are we to judge? The Bible says, judge not lest you be judged.
That's right.
Right? So God is saying, he who has been forgiven much must forgive much.
That's right.
And I can't look at somebody and because they're not fully aware of who they are in Christ yet, judge them based on their actions, because God's not judging me based on my actions. He's looking at me through faith, believing that one day I am going to come to a full knowledge of Jesus in my life and apply that. So we have to be able to do the same with people around us. I have to look at somebody, even though they're my enemy, they're cursing me, they're in my face, they're talking bad about me as a pastor, they're defaming my church or whatever it is.
Yes.
And I have to be able to look at them and go, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing yet. See, that's where that, they don't know what they're doing. They don't understand the grace of God yet. So all they have is law, and they're walking in the law and they're judging, and, but they're going to judge and then it's going to come back to them.
Yep.
So God's trying to save us through judgment. He's not trying to save them.
And from filling ourselves with bitterness and anger, because all that's going to do is destroy us. But in case you're out there and you say, oh, I just can't do that. I mean, I
you don't
on my
know what
own,
they did.
Exactly. But guess what? Luke 1:37 says, for with God, nothing will be impossible. We can do all three things through Christ who strengthens us. Also in Philippians, what we're saying here, we understand that you cannot do on your own, but you can do it through Christ and in Christ.
That's so good.
So let's go to the next one. Luke 6:36, where it says, you must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate.
Mm.
You know, it starts with us. He's compassionate with us. And let me tell you, no matter what people do, say, or whatever happens, God got your back.
He does.
He will defend you. He will protect you. He will speak for you. You're never alone. It is amazing how many times things have happened in my life. And I'm like, I don't have to go there and prove them wrong. God takes care of it.
Sure he does.
The truth will come out. He makes sure that that happens.
Yeah, that is so powerful. And, you know, everything started on the premise that we should love the Lord our God with all of our heart and all of our soul, all of our mind, and love our neighbor as ourself. And I truly believe that what God's saying is, when you love me with all of your heart, Martita, or, you know, when mm-hmm. you give me everything,
yes,
you know, you are that Galatians 2:20 person at that moment. You are crucified with Christ, but you're alive.
Yes.
And, you know, your flesh is always trying to rise up, but you have the ability, people that are listening to me today, to forgive.
Yes.
You have the ability to forget. You have the ability to let it go. You have the ability to allow God to show you his grace for that person in your life.
Yes. And you can say, Lord, sometimes, I'm having a really hard time forgiving this person. Would you help me do it?
Yeah.
Because forgiveness is a choice. So the first thing you need to say is, Lord, I want to be obedient to you and I want to forgive. Help me forgive. So first, fill me with your love and your forgiveness for this person.
Sure.
Just fill me, and the Holy Spirit will fill you with it, and he will guide you into it, and you will be able to do so because you will do it through Christ. And that makes a big, big difference. But I want to really jump into this real quick. Matthew 28:18-20. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure to do this, of this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
So good. It's kind of scary in a way to think God is with me always.
Yeah, because I
kind of hope he's not with me sometimes,
yes,
you know,
and that he doesn't see.
Yeah,
certain
it's
things.
Like, oh, maybe I snuck this one by, you know, or whatever. But
or you say something
nothing.
And
yeah.
you go, oh, my gosh, Lord, I'm sorry. You heard that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, but that is the Great Commission, though. God is calling us to walk in his authority.
That's right.
And to be his ambassadors. That's so good.
And to learn this, we need to get in the word to learn what he wants us to do. To,
right.
you know, the more we learn about him,
yeah,
the more time we spend with him, not just to get knowledge, but to have a relationship with him, the more we become like him, and the more we will do his will.
Yeah, in Mark 16:15-18 says, then he told them, go into the world and preach the good news to everyone. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They'll cast out demons in my name. They'll speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes safely. And if they drink any poisonous thing, it won't hurt them. They'll be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. You know, we have a plan.
Yes.
You know, we have a commission. And, you know, God's saying, love your enemies. Love those who are unlovable, because I've done that. I'm expecting you to do that because mm-hmm. you're on my rescue team.
That's right.
You are a part of my team. And to be on my team, you have to walk in grace. You have to walk in unconditional
love.
And that's what it means to be on Jesus' rescue team. Treating others the way that you want to be treated. Matthew 7:12.
Do to others whatever you will like them to do to you. This is the essence of all that is taught in the law and the prophets.
Love each other. John 13:34. So now I'm giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other.
You know,
it's such a challenge.
Yes.
I know some people are being stirred right now because
yes.
they're dealing with family issues. There's people that they've said, I'm not going to talk to you ever again. I don't want to hear about it. Go away. I don't want anything to do with you. But if you're going to call yourself a believer, you're going to have to reconcile all of those situations and bring yourself to a place of peace where God can actually use you in their lives in a powerful way.
And remember, love is an action word.
Yeah. So good. So, hey, guys, we hope you're enjoying the program today. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming back. We know he's coming back. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program, you Jesus Rescue Team people out there that are listening. And
I'm so excited. This is really exciting to me.
Yeah, it's exciting, challenging, and depressing all at the same time, you know, because it's like, I want to hate people, but I can't, you know.
And it's scary.
My flesh wants to, Martita. My flesh wants vengeance. It wants to be angry with people. And, you know, the people that are the closest to us are paying the biggest price on some of that at times, but we have got to get to a place where we recognize our position in the kingdom, who we are, what we're called to do, who we're called to be. We are people of reconciliation. I know that's a big word, but you know, we are called to bring people to God, even our enemies.
Yes.
God's not wishing that anybody would perish.
That's right.
Not even the worst of the worst.
But I want to encourage you. Well, first of all, I want to say, Jesus will love to have you on his rescue team.
Yes.
And let's start with little things. Keep your eyes open when you go to the store. Somebody drops something, pick it up for them. Yeah. Open the door for somebody. Smile.
Kindness.
Yes. A little smile. Good morning. You see somebody that looks depressed, like cash register or whatever, talk to them nicely. Don't ignore them or pretend they're not there. Treat them with respect and honor. That is action.
Yes.
Little things. So let's start by little things. Some people are like, oh, I'm shy. I can't do that. Yes, you can.
You can.
Yes, you can. Look people in the eye. Say hello.
Yeah.
Okay? It's that simple. I do want to... Go ahead.
No, I'm saying we've got to get to a place where we are becoming everything that God's calling us to be to the world. The world's seen a different picture through religion of what people and what God looks like. So let's become the real church.
Yes, let's show them the real relationship. So I'm going to pray for you. Lord, touch every heart of every person listening to this program. Holy Spirit, give them the revelation of the depth of God's love for them. Touch their hearts and fill them with your love and compassion for others, Lord. Open their eyes to see opportunities for them to act as your rescue team by doing your will. Bless each one of them and their families in Jesus' name, Lord.
Yeah, Lord, we are just believing for major breakthrough
in
the lives of those who are listening today so that they can not only be rescued themselves, but become those who are the rescuers of the people in the world that are just being run over by the devil. And we're believing that they will be a light and they'll let their light so shine in this dark world that people will see their good works and they will glorify their Father who is in heaven. So
amen.
Once again, we're so grateful you joined us today. Thanks
for
turning
the light
on.
Have a great day in Jesus.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.